What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. So much happening. We're going to talk about building a legacy. Let me tell you something. I love talking to older people, their wealth of wisdom. And I talked to somebody recently. He said, you know, I worked really hard my whole life. I realized that I don't have much to hand down my kids. And spiritually, even worse than the first, I don't feel like I'm leaving them a spiritual legacy. I believe God will change it and redeem it. But let me tell you something, that's a hard conversation to have. Legacy is something that few people really think about. Right? I mean, come on, I'm 38. Most people my age are not waking up wondering what their legacy is going to be. You know, I don't know. Maybe you start thinking about that at 60. But I'm telling you, it's one of the most essential things you could ever do. You are leaving behind a legacy. You are leaving behind a heritage, a spiritual DNA. You're leaving behind. I know legacy is defined by the amount of money or property or things left to somebody in a will, but yeah, that's only a very small part of it. The greatest thing is going to be your spiritual legacy. What is the heritage? What's the inheritance that you're passing down? I know, you know, in my life, there was nobody ever that was born again, right? I think my brother at one time knew the Lord. I don't believe that's the case anymore. There's nobody in my family from me up that really knows God, right? So I'm like a first generation believer to my knowledge. That's tough. Man, I'm the first one. Look, the first one through the door gets shot. You know what I mean? I'm the first one through the door. But I'm building a legacy. My children won't live in the lack that I was brought up in spiritually, material-wise, or anything. Well, I'm building. Every day I'm building for my kids. Every day, everything I do is for them, right? My Jeep is my son's, right? Everything I do is for legacy, is for inheritance. But the greatest thing I'm giving my kids is not material, right? I promise you. I would rather me leave nothing for my kids material-wise, but leave them all of faith. Which brings me to my point. Legacy. I'm breaking it open for my family. I've been blessed to pastor amazing families over the years. Phenomenal people. There's one family in our church that would bless your heart. And it starts in our church. I'm saying in our church, there's a woman named Marlena. She's a faithful mother, grandmother, loves the Lord. Man, she's full of the Word of God, right? Her husband passed really a little over a year ago, and she's just loving God and holding on. And then there's her daughter, Julie, and her son, Freddie, and Julie's daughters, Hillary and Nicole. And why am I telling you these names? Because they're all in the church, and they're all loving God, on fire for God, serving in ministry, leading in our churches. And it's very rare to see in one church a grandmother, a daughter, and the grandkids all serving God, all leading, all directing ministries, all on fire for God. That's what I call a legacy. And when I was mulling about this week, and I talked to Marlena, and I said, man, Marlena, are you a first generation believer in your family? And she said, no, I can think at least two other generations. But I was 12 years old when my mother, you know, brought me to a Billy Graham crusade in California. She was in California. And she walked down that aisle. You know, her mom, her dad, her grandfather were all believers. And Westminster, California. She went down that aisle and gave her life to the Lord. And let me tell you something. She wasn't giving her life to the Lord. She was giving her life to the Lord and preparing a legacy. A set of values that are unspoken. It's not a will that can be tracked down. It's spiritual legacy. It's a heritage of loving God and knowing God. And whether you realize it or not, you're not just yourself a believer. You're a believer, yes. You're the son, you're the daughter of God. But you're building a legacy. Whether you realize it or not, whether you have kids or not, you're building a spiritual legacy. And when you die, nobody's going to wonder how much 401k you had. Maybe your direct descendant. But you know what we're going to do? Did you live a life that mattered? What is the legacy you're passing down? Are people going to remember you for the things that you can't see? Grandkids and future generations. And man, don't you need to be the one that points back and say, man, they took me to the Billy Graham crusade, you know? Legacy is so essential, but the problem is we don't realize it until it's too late. We don't think about it till after the facts. I've scoured the earth for the greatest legacy that I could find outside of maybe, I don't know, the Bible. I'm going to tell you about an extraordinary family coming up. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about building a legacy. Look, God has a legacy for you to build. We don't think about it. We're not worried about it. We need to be. We need to be thinking about these things. Because your faith matters. And God wants your faith in what you share to go around the world. You know, it's interesting. Paul was writing Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And Paul says this, verse 3, I thank God whom I serve for pure conscience as my forefathers did. And he's going on. He says, Timothy, as without ceasing, I remember you in my prayers day and night, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance, listen here, the genuine faith that is in you, Timothy, which dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois. Man, Paul's dropping names. And in your mother, Eunice. And I'm persuaded it's also in you. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which was in you. You know, it's so amazing because Paul sees Timothy's power, and it's never just when God does something in your life, whether you have that legacy or not, somebody's praying for you. Somebody's encouraging you. Somebody's speaking over you. And God wants to give us that grace to leave a legacy behind. I've been blessed. You've heard a lot of stories about, you know, one of my friends, mentors, pastors, Dr. Mark Spitzbergen. I shared about his ranch. I've shared about his kids. And I knew somewhere in my head he was like a third or fifth generation preacher, you know. So I decided to ask him about the legacy. And I asked him if he's a third or fifth generation preacher. And he truthfully said to me, no, it's way more than that. I thought, what? I asked him to identify the heathen in his family line, how far back it goes, and he actually couldn't. He's saying, my father's grandfather, his father, his father, his father. I'm literally writing down the word his father, his father, his father, his father, as he's just trying to recount it. This guy was a preacher during the Civil War. My family thinks about 1623, they came from the Netherlands, born again. I mean, can you imagine that legacy? Oh, but he would want to tell you about 1920-ish, when the Southern Baptist and his family encountered God and received the Holy Spirit. And then they broke off Creasmans and Dyers, and every devil in their family got broken off. And when you see it in him and on the ranch, when his son Daniel, who I thought was like a drummer, big country strong guy, could be Brett Favre. His son opened his mouth on the ranch in that little church, and I felt the power of God so strong, and I thought, wow, it's in his kids. It's in his in-laws. I mean, it is something unspoken. You can't write that in a will. It just is there. And I was reminded this week, when I see people of extraordinary legacy like that, I'm reminded that we have a part to play. And although I'm a first generation in my family, I'm believing that God is going to give me the acceleration as if I was one of Dr. Mark Spitzbergen's kids. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm believing that kind of acceleration and breakthrough. Time is short. God is speeding this thing up. And let me tell you something. You need to be concerned about what you're leaving behind spiritually. The process of faith. I was talking about people being hypocrites. We have a wonderful woman in our church named Beloved who runs the breakfast program. She's phenomenal. Loves God. I mean, just been through hell and back. I think she has like 6 boys and one of them's like 6'9". I mean, gosh, she has like a football team. And I was talking about not standing in the way a couple weeks ago of people. Like, I was reading, I think, through Psalms, and don't stand in the, you know, in the way of the sinner and the scornful, and talked about how Christians can be a bad example and discourage their kids. And she did something radical. Man, her kids, I'm sure, love God, not like she does. You know what I mean? She's in church, feeding the poor every day, loves the Holy Spirit. She comes to our, you know, all the campuses for services. And she did something so daring. She went to one of her kids, pretty soft-spoken but bold. And she said flat out, this is an old mama of the faith. Her kids are well grown. She said, was I in your way? Was I in your way? Was I a hypocrite growing up? Did I raise you in the ways of God? Was I a bad example? I mean, that takes boldness to ask your kids. Was I a bad mom? Was I a bad example? You know what her kid said? He said, no, mom, you lived it fully. When you fasted, we fasted. When you prayed, we prayed. When God was moving our family onto a trip, we went with you. And he said, mom, church was a break. Going to church was relief because church didn't serve like you did. They didn't make us fast. They didn't make us pray all night. They didn't make us go around the world for the gospel. Church was my relief. Can you imagine that? Dude, a kid that's probably not even in church himself as much anymore is telling his mom, not only were you not a hypocrite, but you overly lived this life to where the church looked like the hypocrite. It's amazing. See, when you're asking the question, it's almost too late, right? We live in this rat race every day. We're grinding. We're not thinking. But the truth is, your children, your family, you're an example to them. And we have got to be building our legacy every day. And I know it seems insignificant on a Friday afternoon or Friday morning at this stage of your life, but I'm telling you, you have to think about these things. Be the best you can be. Touch heaven for your family, for your lineage. And know that when you die, this earth will be changed because of you. I charge you. Live a legacy, spiritual legacy, more than just the physical things that you're after, and God will do the rest. We love you. We thank you. Amazing, crazy, controversial, but powerful week. Can't wait to see you on Monday. You've been rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.